Many jazz fans know Jimmy Scott only through the prism of the artists he's worked with. He was a star vocalist for Lionel Hampton's band in the 1950s.
Everybody's somebody's fool. The world is the biggest school. As you live, you learn. Though a torch will burn, everybody's somebody's fool.
Back then, vocalists were often not named on records. Later, Scott and Stan Getz were the first artists to be signed by Savoy Records, but contract disputes and exploitation blocked his success there and for years to come. A recording with Charlie Parker hit it big, but did not name Scott as the singer. A famed recording at Parker's Birdland Club even gave Scott's vocal credits to somebody else. He left the business a bitter man, only to wait on tables, be a nurse's aide, an elevator operator. Some music fans thought he was dead until a 1984 interview on a New Jersey jazz station. Scott will soon be 80 years old, but that has not slowed the revival of his career. He has a new DVD, If Only You Knew, If You Only Knew. Now Madonna calls him the only singer who makes me cry. Jimmy Scott and the Jazz Expressions are in town, Washington, this weekend to perform at the Kennedy Center's KC Jazz Club, and he stopped to chat with us here in Studio 3A. Welcome to Talk of the Nation, Jimmy Scott.
Hey, babe, my pleasure, my pleasure.
And if you out there would like to talk to Jimmy Scott, give us a call. 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK.
Alrighty.
And our email address is totn@npr.org. I wanted to ask you about that moment years ago when you must have said to yourself, you know, this singing thing just isn't working for one reason or another. I've got to go do something else. How tough was that decision?
Well, if you're geared to do something with a bit of determination, and I was determined to make sure that I was doing the right thing with my vocal experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I was learning, of course, more about the music and having the opportunity to work with many great musicians. That in itself was an education.
Oh, I'm sure.
You see, because like I heard you mention Stan Getz,
mm-hmm,
and Bird and people
Parker,
like
course,
that,
yeah,
that I had the opportunity to be around and get involved in some of their music. Mm-hmm. And they too, of course, educated me to understand what I was doing as a singer. Yeah.
But when you did, eventually you had to decide to go wait tables or operate an elevator just to make a living.
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, when the gigs got short out there and you didn't have an agent to back you up after one gig or so, one thing my mother taught me is, you know, you better stand up and take care of yourself, boy. You know? And that was a must in my life, that I had to have a job. I had to pay the bills that I made in life. So when it came to rent, I couldn't go to someone and say, hey, give me rent or let me have this for that. But no, it wasn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew, and I had grown up being somewhat a little hustler anyway, and was drawn to the life of hustling for whatever,
mm-hmm,
you know, you needed,
sure,
or whatever you made in life. So, there were grocery stores to work at as a clerk. I experienced that. There were restaurants for the busboys. I experienced that. So, hey, there was a way to pay the rent, you know?
Let's get some listeners in on the conversation. 800-989-8255. And Mike is with us from San Antonio, Texas.
Hi, Jimmy.
Yeah, babe.
I so much enjoyed your performance over at the Borders.
Oh, good.
A couple of years ago with some of my friends down here. How long were you bound by that onerous contract that
Well, this is a man that not only did he do it to me,
I'm hip,
but if you remember any history of little Esther, she had a couple of hit tunes with that company. And the court had to tell the man, you can't own a person's life because the fight that he was having in court was that little Esther was his product and nobody else could record her.
This was Savoy Records?
Yes, Savoy. Herman Levinsky. And he did that with every artist.
Well, he wasn't the only one. We had one of his counterparts down here in San Antonio, a gentleman whose name I will not mention.
Mm-hmm.
He knows who he is if he happens to be listening.
Yeah.
He took a rhythm and blues singer down here. This is a Hispanic fella.
Yes.
And,
Yeah, well, see, I go back with his problems with the...
What I'm saying to him, he had a handle on a fellow down here. Somebody major wanted to pick him up.
Right.
The man sat on him like a 900-pound elephant.
Right.
9,000-pound elephant.
I was going to say 900-pound elephant. Go have lunch.
Yeah. My point being... That you people that just as we in the business need to be beware of these people,
them right.
that need to be beware of themselves because they are going to find themselves trapped in the same trap.
Exactly, and most of us, without the knowledge of what we're doing, get ourselves trapped in those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mike, thanks very much for the phone call.
Huh?
I want to say, you know, you were out so long because of this and other reasons.
Right.
People thought you were dead.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you got no support. Number one, that was because you got no support for the things you had done. Even if the man would have supported the records that we had done.
Mm-hmm.
People would have realized, well, he's still around. He's singing somewhere. And I was singing all around, and especially in the area that his company was, New Jersey.
Well, let's hear a little bit of what we all missed in all those years that you weren't recording and weren't able to. This is a bit from your Grammy-nominated album, All the Way. Here's Someone to Watch Over Me.
Somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that she turns out to be someone to watch over me.
Jimmy Scott, to go from somebody whose obit was published in Jet magazine, as I've just been told, to somebody who's got a Grammy nomination, that's pretty good recovery.
Hey, listen, my little genie's been my little angel.
Mm-hmm.
And she's brought a joy to my life as well as an extreme support. And our meeting was because she's not a giver up, and of course, I've never been one who would just give up. Hmm. And later, but she's been an inspiration, and
I should explain for listeners that she's sitting here in the studio with us. So.
Right, right. And I hope that I can do for her what maybe some others have done for their ladies and made and accomplished something that will support her as well as myself. I hope that'll happen.
We are talking with Jimmy Scott, the great jazz vocalist, the singer with the Lionel Hampton band so many years ago, and he's now got his own Grammy-nominated album All the Way, and there's a new DVD about his life, If You Only Knew, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. You've talked about Kallmann's syndrome, the medical condition you were born with, which accounts for your short stature and your relatively high voice.
Right.
Did you ever wonder how different your life would have been if you didn't have it or if they'd had the medicines today, then, that they have now?
Well, I just figured, and from being from a religious family, I just figured, well, that's what the Lord had appointed me for, whatever. And that's what I got. And one thing my mother was a stickler about, you used what you have. You know, you don't wish for what you don't have. Use what you have, you know, and that was the way it was.
Let's talk with another listener, and Jim joins us from San Jose, California.
Hello, I have a question for Mr. Scott concerning the timbre and the pitch of his voice. I was wondering, Mr. Scott, if you have ever classified your voice as a countertenor and sang those ranges.
No, I've never believed in that falsification of a voice. Many singers utilize that as an element of expression in their songs, but...
No, he's asking how you define your voice. Do you call yourself a countertenor?
Do I call myself a countertenor? No, I've never, no.
How about Irish tenor?
Yeah, how fortunate that would be.
Jim, thanks very much for the call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right.
All righty.
Let's talk with Lee, and Lee's calling from Waco, Texas.
Hello, Mr. Scott.
Yeah, babe, how you doing?
Good. I'm a relatively younger fan, and I just wanted to point out, I first heard you sing on a collection called Loungepalooza. You did a duet with, a partnership, I suppose, with Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, did a cover of Together.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that was the best version of that song I've ever heard in my life. And I just wanted you to know that I hope you feel a little vindication from a lot of us younger listeners who had never gotten the chance to hear you becoming a
fan. Hey, babe, you know, and again, that was to the negligence of the company. They didn't, they wanted to make sure that I didn't make anything out of the records, and that was their way of doing it, not supporting the records that I had made. So therefore, the younger set, like yourself, you didn't get the opportunity to know who this guy is, you know?
But it's great that we're getting a chance to now.
Yeah, thank you.
And thanks for the call, Lee.
No problem.
And not only getting a chance, I mean, your schedule and the venues you're playing now would be the envy of much younger artists. New releases, the Kennedy Center this week, London later this month. What keeps you going?
The love of it. The love of it. It gives me something. It gives me, I guess you'd say, the courage to struggle on. And I've learned that you give out, but you don't give up. And that's become a slogan of mine, and I believe in that. You know, you give out, and you may fall down a little bit, but get up, brush yourself off, start all over again.
Now, you're going to be 80 come July.
That's right.
Now, after missing all that time in show business, missing the ability to perform all those years, the ability to entertain us all, you think you're going to keep going as long as you can?
Well, I'm going to keep going as long. You know, they might have to drag me off the stage. They'll just have to drag me off.
Jimmy Scott, thank you so much for coming
in.
Thank
you, babe, for the opportunity to discuss something with you.
And good luck at the Kennedy Center and then later in the month in London, England.
Yeah.
Jazz vocalist Jimmy Scott has a new DVD out about his life, If Only You Knew. It's on the Rhino home video label. And Jimmy Scott was here with us in Studio 3A. We'll end our segment with Jimmy singing If You Only Knew.
Everyone but you knows I love you true. I wish you felt the same way I feel. If you only knew how much I need you, I believe that you would understand. I'm at your command. If my heart could talk to you, I know it would say that you love.